This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this very special Sunday worldwide broadcast. We are live for the next 2 hours here, as we are every Sunday. It's the 22nd day of May. Stalin famously said that if one man dies, it's a tragedy. If 10,000 die, it's a statistic. And a lot of times when I talk about my personal experiences studying the globalist operation and opposing it, it's not in some gonzo journalistic fashion that I'm trying to insert myself in the narrative, but that's the only way I've got to basically describe to people what I personally have internalized that I'm trying to externalize. And when I personally am just at home with my family or exercising or reading a book or driving in my car, I'm a very zen person. My thoughts are completely clear. They're ordered. They're super complex. And then I get here and try to look at hundreds of news articles and dozens of video clips, and it just really sometimes, I think, sidetracks me. But I don't know how to deal with that to where I don't get caught up in the minutiae of the news but still cover it all, but also get into the big themes of what we're dealing with as a civilization. But today, we're going to cover a lot of breaking news, obviously, and we have Joel Skousen joining us in the second hour. But I really want today to talk about the nature of the New World Order, the nature of humanity, from my perspective, and the fact that they're not invincible and that evil always thinks that it can't be stopped until humanity understands that we don't have any choice but to resist it. And the social engineers have cheated humanity to be in control. And they are envious of freedom and intellect and competition. And they are, at their base, very, very evil. Elijah Wood, the huge actor, has come out and said Hollywood's basically run by people like Jimmy Savile, the child kidnapper murderer that hangs out with the royal family in England, and the prime ministers and the rest of it. And that's just one sign of the underbelly of what's going on in all of this. We have really bad people in control who have very twisted visions of the world and want us to just be these unthinking automatons that follow their stimuli. And they're so arrogant, they think that we just don't even count. And so much of humanity is in a trance, has been put into a trance, and is just half dead, shuffling around, just waiting to die and, I guess, be dumped into some hell. Well, here's the issue. I don't see this planet as purgatory. But it is a launch pad into the heavens, whether you look at that metaphysically or technologically. It is a big old launch pad. And we'll look back on this planet in the future, like looking back and going in and having Sunday brunch at Grandma's house. But we've got to make it past this next hurdle. And there are people that want to stop that. And it really does come down to that in this universe. Those that have goodwill, those that have bad will. And I really want to put the minions of the system on notice when we come back. You already have an idea of the fact that you're going to be betrayed. That's why you enjoy playing like you're the boss and betraying others below you. But you're coming to the end of the game here, and You can't kick the can down the road. It's really sad to see people out there uncloaking themselves and showing which side they're really on. We're going to focus a lot on the way they're bringing censorship to the United States through Facebook and the next wave of suppression the Supreme Court Justice warned Matt Drudge of last year, because it's now here.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the 22nd day of May, 2016. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here for the next few hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We broadcast on stations around the country. We're very thankful for it. It is my distinct honor to be here with you. It is my distinct honor, in my own humble way, to put on the best defense I can of the species I love. Species that I am just one example of. All of us share this great honor of the experience that our species has gone through and the shared knowledge. We're being robbed of our birthright right now, but I want the globalist social engineers to understand that they will be betrayed and that they will not be the transcendent superhumans they claim they'll be by robbing humanity of its birthright and trying to dumb down the whole of the population, cut off the resources, and stop human expansion. A truly enlightened elite would not keep the general public in the dark and would not try to reduce the general population to that of servile, brain-damaged slaves. There's a lot I want to cover today, obviously. But the first thing I want to do is just take a case point example as best I can that is a key to open a door to understand how our civilization has been controlled. There is false opposition in this country and every other major nation that is controlled by the three different power syndicates. And what happens immediately when opposition rises to this larger global plan, power brokers from the Chinese complex, the Russian complex, or the Anglo-American complex is the dominant complex. It's got about 80% of the power right now. It's about to take out the others. It's just the most ruthless and fourth dimensional in warfare. They go and they basically intimidate, they buy off, they infiltrate, they scare, they death threat people until they join them. But in many cases, they take social climbers who they know can be puppets, marionettes, and they put them forward to lead the opposition so the opposition can be hamstrung and defeated. I want to be clear. When I criticize Glenn Beck here on air, it is not because he's a popular talk show host that has made hundreds of millions of dollars. It's not because of his success. I criticize him because he obviously knows the truth of what's going on and has covered a lot of issues and done some good, but that only to have control of the opposition to betray it at critical junctures. And Glenn Beck at some point may have been a good person. I can't judge him. Only God can do that. But he is a perfect case point example of what we don't want to be. And folks asked me a few weeks ago, Drudge linked to it, a bunch of newspapers linked to it. It got millions and millions of views. Just a clip from the show where I talked about Glenn Beck being the modern Benedict Arnold, what he was doing with Ted Cruz and saying folks are going to hell if you don't, you know, vote for Ted Cruz. I said, you know, a lot of the things that need to be said there, but people asked why I actually started crying. And not sobbing on air, I uncontrollably had tears running down my face. Because when you see a Judas Iscariot tarot card, an archetype, when you actually see Judas Iscariot in the modern world, a true Benedict Arnold, and just the spirit of deception and true manifest evil, it's very painful. And when I talk about Glenn Beck, I talk about him because he is a very evil person. Very evil. And now you see him destroying himself, his so-called empire collapsing, as he grasps a hold of the power structure and says, oh, I've got the person from American Idol coming to work for me and the guy that did Oreo cookies, and you know, just burrowing himself deeper and then going to this Zuckerberg meeting. When Zuckerberg is an admitted CIA front guy for a giant data tracking control grid that put Obama into office, I'm going to show you the news articles here in our Facebook file here in a moment. If you're a TV viewer, I'll read them for radio listeners. That is admittedly the number one contributor to Hillary Clinton. And this guy's putting statements out like, they're good liberals over at Facebook, not progressives. I mean, now he's telling you that Zuckerberg is good so that he'll get promoted on Facebook. There's like a third of the internet now. You got Google hanging out at the White House, basically running things. It can predict the future now in mass movements. No wonder the politicians are arrogant and out of control. And you've got this guy fawning at their feet, and still a lot of people can't see it. So it's bigger than Glenn Beck. I want to make that clear. Glenn Beck is just a symbol of deception. Because it's one thing if you're a Rachel Maddow, or it's one thing if you're a Hillary Clinton, working for the globalist, openly selling evil, breaking up the family, destroying our sovereignty, coming after our right to self-defense, attacking manhood, trying to sexualize children, all the wicked things they do to create a bunch of zombies, a bunch of slaves. These are spiritual slave masters. They trade them in souls, as Revelation talks about. But to see someone go into that position, be made the, quote, leader of the liberty movement by the media, and then to watch them creep around and betray everybody at every chance, and to see the wolf-like stalking, I mean, it's just flagrant, naked Judas Iscariot. And then I knew when he was going to meet Zuckerberg a week ago, I said, watch. He's going to come out and say, there's no censorship. There are a lot of right-wing groups that need to be controlled. They're wonderful people over at Facebook. And sure enough, that's what he did. You know, first Tucker Carlson was in the meeting. He came out and said, you know, Glenn Beck was groveling, wanted to be a manservant of Zuckerberg, totally just auditioning and groveling. Others refused to go that were asked to go because obviously it's just to be a prop. But see, Beck can't even see that. And so like a rat leaving a sinking ship, he's scurrying into the arms of Zuckerberg, who just is the very vision of a vampire. We can put a photo of him up. I mean, not just the giant canine teeth, the psycho eyes. Oh, you can look at him and see an evil that may rival Beck's. Look at Hillary. These are monsters. Zuckerberg that calls his users dumb effers. Zuckerberg that meets with the communist Chinese and helps them censor, and they help him censor, and is meeting with the White House, and now rolling out the idea with the media going, it's okay for them to censor, it's their platform. Good, censor people. And their own employees come out and say, no, we censor election information, veterans information, anything. It's totally controlled. We censor people's individual pages. Well, that's already been known, but now there's a Senate investigation, and it all turns into Beck going and saying, no, conservatives, there's not censorship happening. Everything's fine. Zuckerberg's a good liberal. They're good people at Facebook. Former Facebook workers, we routinely suppress conservative news. Folks, it's beyond conservative news. It's gardening. It's organic news. It's non-GMO news. It's anything pro-human. They just say, oh, it's conservative. So liberals go, oh, good, censor that. But next, it's everything. And this is how they roll it out in this country. This is how they do it. And I've got a clip of this coming up. But just you need to understand when you see this, what this is. They're openly announcing world government. They're bringing in a global cashless society. They're cutting off the resources. They're doing everything they said they would in their white papers, written 30, 40 years ago. And they're doing it. And the point is, where we're going is a place like hell on earth. The globalists have bad intents for everybody.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fear is the passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
Well, that's a very nice liner somebody wrote. I think they're pumping me up a little bit too much.
There must be some kind of way
I know fear. The fear of letting these evil people take over and completely win and dominate the human spirit that struggles so hard to bring us to where we're at right now. With the light of God shining right through us. You know, I'd feel sorry for evil people if they weren't so dangerous, because they are just so shut off from the truth. They have no idea the real power waiting for them when they become believers in humanity. This whole political system claims it's going to empower you, but every metric, every measurement, every statistic shows humanity is disintegrating into ignorance, into deformity, into stupid, backwards, petty, divide and conquer trash. All right. There is a lot of news I'm going to get to. Joel Skousen, who's a great sage when it comes to geopolitics and what's happening, will be joining us in the second hour. We'll open the phones up in the last 30 minutes of the transmission as well. But here's what I want to get at. I've talked a lot about this the last 2 months. The Associated Press had a big poll, scientific poll, and found that 6% of the American people, was it 20-something thousand they interviewed, trusted mainstream media. And parallel university studies show that around 70% of people trust the Internet. And by that, they don't trust everything they see, but they trust the general opinion of the public or video the public shot or random musings or reviews, you know, of restaurants, whatever, crowdsourcing, crowd judgment. They trust that a lot more than they trust mainstream media. So when you see the incredible arrogance of the Pope saying Europe shouldn't have Christian roots, Christianity isn't good, these are quotes. Jesus was like ISIS. Remember that last week in La Croix newspaper, big Catholic paper. When you see stuff like that, or you see Obama saying you didn't build your business, it's meant to be over the top to normalize crazy tyranny. That's a desperation tactic to get your normalcy bias so high that they can get away with anything. I mean, if they can get you to teach your five-year-olds what sex they should be or they shouldn't be any sex, you let the school engage in pedophile training. That's what it is. Then you'll put up with anything. If they can come and take your children's minds, they can do anything. So the SEC has come out, as Drudge visited us last year and warned us, and called for censoring all political information and ideas on the Internet and taxing you and not letting you actually have it. And they're arresting filmmakers and people across the country. They're indicting conservative governors. I mean, they're moving. Here's the Daily Beast. First came the Drudge link, then the death threats. Oh, she just, Anne Revelle was relatively unknown government official. Not a servant, but an official. Until her words got featured on the Drudge Report soon, the trolls, see the bad people, were screaming at her to drop dead. In October 2014, the Federal Election Commission Vice Chairwoman, Anne Revelle, did what she does best, speak her mind about political campaign issues. And she went on to say, we should register and restrict political talk, starting with the Drudge Report, and not allow it to even link to news articles. And it goes on to admit it there. Now, here it is. FEC Dems would ban Drudge, New York Times, free media on election eve. FEC chair wants warns that conservative media like Drudge Report and Sean Hannity face regulation. See, and they've done this before with the fairness doctrine on talk radio that finally got overturned by Bruce Fine, who was the head lawyer for the FEC or the FCC at the time, was able to get that removed. But they want to bring this back because no matter how fancy their sets, no matter how much money they spend on MSNBC and CNN, their top shows have 500,000 viewers now. Big radio shows in New York City have more on one affiliate than that. We have rated on our close to 200 affiliates 470-something thousand people every 15 minutes. It was 300-something thousand. I mean, in the aggregate, every hour, there's over 800,000 people that are tuning in. That's on AM and FM stations. 5 million YouTube views a day on our platforms. Millions a day on, I mean, I'm not going to keep going here. The point is, these people are in their own world, and they want to keep you in their little fantasy land. But they know fantasy land's dead. They're leaving it up as a facade, hoping and dreaming that if they can censor the internet and censor you and censor the news you spread, but also shut down the main capital ships, the motherships like DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, WorldNetDaily.com, DailyCaller.com, Breitbart.com. None of us are perfect and have all the answers. The point is, though, that's what they openly say they want to go after. If they can shut that down and then shut down grassroots, it's game over. And one of the frequent people that Paul Watson interviews, we're going to interview her. She's a conservative, anti-third wave feminist in Canada. Facebook told her. She published it. We have an Infowars.com article right now. She's coming on in a couple days. I'm going to cover this in a moment. And they told her, sorry, you're talking about Facebook censorship. It's a huge national story. Hundreds of articles a day. We're not going to allow you to share that. You're suspended. What is it, for a week? Now, we've been suspended on Facebook before for putting out a Navy SEAL meme about, you know, she didn't act and these SEALs died. Facebook bans conservatives for complaining about censorship. Social media giant back to its old ways despite much heralded meeting with conservatives. They bring in Glenn Beck. They meet with him. He comes out and says, there's no censorship. These are, quote, good liberals, not progressives. These are quotes. And everything's okay now as they have a Senate investigation of this. Zuckerberg meets with the communist Chinese leadership. He's involved in the number one campaign money raiser right now for Hillary. Look it up. I have the articles right here. I'm going to go over them. And they're sitting there selling censorship. They tell you, have your Facebook, have your pictures, talk about your worldviews, whatever. Oh, you want to push carbon taxes? You want to push, you know, Heather has two mommies or whatever. You want to push whatever you want on little kids, that's fine. You want to push Black Lives Matter that says go out and kill the cops. I mean, that's what Facebook admits they give top billing to. See, it's not top news anymore that you look at. It's top trends. They create fake trends. But see, true patriots, beyond conservatism, just pro-humans, Renaissance folks, come out and we dominate Facebook. And so, oh, we're getting every video on Facebook, a million views. Oh, they just put a deal on there where we can't share a video. And then have Facebook people reach out to us and say, stop doing this and we'll let your stuff get spread. See, and I respond, okay, this is an off-the-record meeting, but I'm going to go and say that you did this. I'm not going to say who did it, but, you know. Meanwhile, Beck gets invited to meet with Zuckerberg and then grovels before him. So that's why this is so painful. See, Beck was only given his radio show with no ratings and put up there by Clear Channel. Government-sponsored, government-funded, government-run. Beck is the government. Beck is the Democratic Party. Beck has always been Zuckerberg's buddy. They've always been this snickering evil team. He is a narcissistic, power-mad Satanist, in my view. And I don't mean he gets around black holders at night, but he's all about himself and his little power. You can see him. He's so weak. He just is just incredible. Preying on people. I mean, the guy is literally such a predator. I mean, he looks like a serial killer. My cells cry out against him. Just he is the counterfeit. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Tucker Carlson's father was the head of Voice of America. He comes from a very old, prestigious American family. That's why he was invited to the Zuckerberg summit. But he understands what's happening, and he understands his viewers aren't going to support him either if he goes along with the New World Order. For whatever reason, Tucker Carlson has a soul. And came out, even though he had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and said that Glenn Beck, groveled on his knees, basically, there at that private meeting with Zuckerberg. We're going to play the clip in a moment. We're getting him on this week. And I really like Tucker Carlson. I met him in person. And now that there's more opposition to the New World Order, he's really coming along. I'm not territorial. I want to see people dominate and take action against the globalists. I want to defeat them. So if somebody was not 100% in the past, but they're getting closer to it today, Rush Limbaugh, deep down, he's a good guy. He's a patriot. Sean Hannity, same deal. Michael Savage is coming on this week. Great guy. None of us are perfect. But they care about America. They care about humanity. They really like free market. They like prosperity. It's like Donald Trump. He just doesn't have it out for America. He likes prosperity. He cares about people. And you can read that and pick that up from them. You look at the globalists, man. They want you poor under their control. They want to dominate you. And that's why Beck's so bad. I mean, going to this meeting to be the front guy to try to tell conservatives everything's okay. Let Zuckerberg block these right-wingers. He actually came out. You type in Glenn Beck, Zuckerberg, Glenn Beck Facebook meeting, and he's all over putting articles out saying, yeah, there are bad people on Facebook. They're doing their job. They're not censoring. They're good liberals. So they'll then force-feed him to everybody? I mean, that's his business plan? The globalists are all about betrayal. They're going to betray Beck. Beck betrayed himself. So again, this isn't about Glenn Beck. People like, you know, Glenn Beck who? I get that. But I'm talking about him because his office is Judas Iscariot, the 30 pieces of silver. And when he finally figures that out, whether it's this year or next year or the next, is he going to go out there and hang himself on the side of a hill and cut his guts open? I don't think so. But he's worse than Judas Iscariot. I mean, this is the guy that claims he ran our movement and was this priest of all this stuff. And he's hanging around with Zuckerberg, who is an admitted Bilderberg attendee and an admitted globalist, pushing Black Lives Matter, anti-family agenda, got Obama into office, is gaming the internet, taking over the web, and is the number one contributor to Hillary. And then we're going to see this creature manifest in front of us and tell us that he's our leader. That's disgusting. I mean, we have seen persecution of Christians, libertarians, conservatives, veterans, returning veterans, gun groups, by the IRS, by the tens of thousands, arrest, persecutions, bank accounts taken. And MSNBC goes on TV, I played the clips, you've heard them, and says, yeah, the Tea Party's racist. They deserve to be arrested. These soft, taxpayer-funded weirdos sit up there and, like, get a thrill out of, oh, we're going to arrest our opposition. They don't even put thought into that. These journalists don't even have the instinct when they sit up there and smirk on CNN. Dinesh D'Souza just finished his 9-month prison sentence for trying to give money in a campaign to a Senate friend. Didn't just fill out some paperwork. While Hillary gets money from dictators and $100 million from Gulf Emirate sheiks that keep women as slaves. There's an article out from the Wall Street Journal. Former White House reporter, media happy to be managed by Obama. It's the former top writers, one of the editors at USA Today, Richard Benedetto. And he says, you know, they want to lie. They you get in these meetings and it's like, how do we grovel more? How do we deceive? It's like Gruber. Remember when all those dozens of videos came out of him sitting around on C-SPAN with the professors going, this is how we lie to people, and everyone fawning about, you wrote the deception, you lied, you doubled the taxes, oh, oh. They're just like, oh, wonderful, teach us how to lie. They're just totally sold out sociopaths and psychopaths and minions that just hop around going, gee, how do I climb the ladder? Carlson wrote notes of what Beck did in this 2-hour meeting, and it was just fawning, groveling. Holt wanted to be his man-child. But then Carlson, because of the non-disclosure, says, well, the guy that won't be named, you know, the guy that... But see, the crazy part was days after he did this, Beck put it all out himself and came out and said, yeah, we got to control dangerous right-wingers. Yeah, we need to censor people. Yeah, these are good liberals. We need to work with Facebook. Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck acted like he was auditioning to be Zuckerberg's manservant. He doesn't even have the good sense to not go to a meeting like that. Or if he does, he then prostrates himself before it. And world governments out in the open, global carbon taxes that everybody's exempt except Europe and the U.S. and Canada. We're openly being screwed over. We're openly being dumbed down. They're openly getting rid of cash. They're openly announcing all this tyranny. And they've just got all these legions of people that are such followers, they all just gang up because they're so weak. But that's why they want to shut down InfoWars and talk radio and Matt Drudge and everybody else, because we just don't have it out for humanity. We just can't sleep at night if we lie to you. We just can't be traitors. And it's not like we're just against being taken over by some new, better system. The globalists are horrible anti-humans. It's a society of psychopaths and their sociopath followers and their mercenary followers. And they're then below that just servants looking for power. Like moths to flame, they're attracted to Lucifer's light. And I've got all this news. I'm going to cover it when we come back and play some clips. It's just really wild to see this, and it's saddening. And I really think, is humanity that weak? Are we that broke back that we can't see what they've done to us and what they want to do to us? And they really have all these, quote, liberals that want to arrest conservatives and put us in jail and shut us up and shut down websites and just all of this. It's like, wow, you really are evil. But they were never brought up with any culture or any spirit. They were set in front of television sets and brought up in peer pressure and taught to be fearful and cowardly to the point of they were so desperate and so scared they would join anything that invited them to have a seat at the table, even if it was a seat at a banquet where they're the main dish. And they don't have souls. They're gone. They've turned themselves over to great delusion. They are just empty, shark-toothed, little piggy-eyed people that just boil around in their own delusion, and they don't even want the birthright of true consciousness and honor. It's very sad. And I just thank God every minute that we still have free will and consciousness, at least some of us. And we know this planet is a beautiful place with a lot of great history, but the thing trying to control it is not the universe and is not God and has always tried to dominate humanity and life and has always failed in the end. And that really is the good news. They're going to fail. We're going to play the Tucker Carlson clip when we come back, then I'll get into all the 2016 news, economic news. There's a lot of it. InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
If you study the trajectory of the global controller's system, you realize that it's taking us into a nightmare. And every fiber of your being resists it. Then you can see on its face, prima facie, that it's bad for you and bad for your family. And I see all these trendies buying into the system, dressing like they're told, marrying like they're told, buying like they're told, and they're so desperate, they're so unhappy. They don't know why they're fulfilled. They follow what they're told, and it doesn't bring them to some type of nirvana, some type of heavenly Valhalla. Because if you're conscious and aware and dialed into history and the animating contest of liberty, you would see what a sick, broken joke it is and how we're being held back desperately by lesser men and women who, if humanity flowers, will be left so far behind they will be obsolete. That's why they claim they're the guardians of the earth, the guardians of the environment, when they're the authors of the earth's peril, the vandals of the mother. That's why they claim they're the guardians of racial equality and all these other things, when their real actions are destruction, civil war. Our CIA, run by Rothschild Intelligence, beyond British intelligence, and others, openly puts dictators in power, openly puts in regimes that create the most poor possible. It's an alien force. The American Project, the New Atlantis of Sir Francis Bacon and others, was only partially realized. Only part of its booster systems launched. It still took us to heights never before seen. And so you still had some of that energy, some of that spirit of innovation leading the world into the future. But America was encaptured. The West was encaptured. And enlisted now, while we're deindustrialized, while we're dumbed down, what's left of our best, our remnant, is thrown into wars, thrown into technological advances that are siphoned off to offshore combines. While we pay the bill and get the blame. I've seen their system. I understand it. These are very, very twisted people. I mean, I look at Zuckerberg and he is animated with hellish evil, cloaking himself in a non-threatening uniform, but those eyes say it all. He walks through a crowd of his employees, all wearing goggles, sitting there like slaves, typing, dying. He walks a man in reality. They are entering his world. We can put that image up. They are coming into his planet, his vision. And all Zuckerberg is a front man of InQtel and the Central Intelligence Agency. And a pump and dump. And you see Glenn Beck, servile, rolling around on the ground before him like a snake. Good God. Good Lord. Deliver us from these serpents. From birth, men are told you're a man because you play football, you're a man because you play fantasy football, you're a man because you go to the sports bar and drink and act tough. No, a man is aware of what's happening on the planet and is involved and cares about their ancestors and their future progeny and is innovating and is building. That's why men are more unfulfilled than ever. So are women, because our humanity has been stolen from us. And once they sell the young people on the idea of a free lunch, once they sell the young people on the idea of just being lazy and you get ahead, caring about nobody but yourself. The truth is, you don't even care about yourself then. You can't care about yourself till you care about others. Till you have empathy. But to the psychopath and the sociopath, empathy is a weakness. Not a transcendental doorway into perception. Look at these articles. Venezuela, this is AFP. Venezuela, where a hamburger is officially $170. That's what communism brings you. But before I go there, I'm going to play this Tucker Carlson clip because I mentioned it, where he's talking about this meeting with Zuckerberg. And notice the story changes from hundreds of employees of Facebook go to the Senate and say they're censoring, like China, the individual users and political parties and organizations, and it's total control, and they're very concerned. And then Then it just turns into Glenn Beck says it's all nice and they're not. No, they're helping. Good Lord. I mean, what happens next? And it's the nakedness of it, how they parade in front of all of us and rub our faces in it. I mean, I read newspaper headlines from mainstream newspapers last Friday where it was all over the country. There was, you know, it was a talking point. Okay, now let's test this. They say, it's now time to teach your sixth grade girls. Now that boys are going to be in the showers, we're going to integrate the boys and girls rooms together is the next phase. So girls don't be repulsed by male genitals. I mean, that sounds like a joke written in some science fiction comedy book, but it's real. And you're like, but it's so stupid. How is that our culture? Because it's just meant to make you fight over that while they're jacking your food and water with all sorts of poisons and writing 1,100-page PhD textbooks. Now, there it is. Girls must get rid of their discomfort at seeing male genitals in locker room. Charlotte Observer. They just want you to be so malfunctioning, so hamstrung, so crippled mentally that you never figure out you were given a worthless degree at college. You never figure out you were screwed over. You never figured out you were hit with chemical weapons that make you a eunuch, basically. I mean, you go out and look at the public. The elite take pleasure in this. I don't. They are walking dead. Their souls have been sucked out. They're dead. Let's go ahead and play this clip of Tucker Carlson. Go ahead.
We talked to them. I talked to them about the people who work there. And if everyone in your office has the same background and the same cultural assumptions, it's going to affect your news coverage. And they seem to think that was reasonable. Some of the conservatives there asked tough questions. Others sucked up, basically.
Like who?
You know, just well-known talk show hosts who you think would be asking tough questions, but instead things like, you're such an innovator, you're such an impressive guy.
Now, who said that?
Come on, you know, you can imagine. But the point is, they are conducting an investigation. They don't want to be seen as biased. Of course, their subjective judgment.
So are they going to change anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to try to move as much as they can over to the algorithm and take the human element out to the extent possible. But I think, you know, in
did
the end, there's always going
to
be subjective
judgment.
No, they did not admit that intentional bias occurred. They did admit that Silicon Valley is very liberal, and the people who work there, by definition, are probably mostly liberal. And I said, why don't you hire a bunch of Mormons? You know, like, make it, bring people in with a different cultural background, and you will get a greater diversity of views, and you'll make wiser decisions. And they said, no, it's a pretty good idea. I don't know if they'll do it.
Right, you never thought of that. And we should have other people than liberals there. The other thing, the big story is these curators were told, they said they were told to rip out some of these stories.
That's right. And he says more in articles he did. They're up on drudgereport.com. Infowars.com, you name it. But listen, this is how they whitewash total censorship coming into play. They shut your site down. They ban it the third time when they say, don't link even to a Washington Post article about how we're censoring or we're going to take you down. And you just sit there like we're in communist China and go, yes, I'll stop. Sorry, don't ban me off here. When you are what makes Facebook what it is. It's incredible. And they just sell it like, oh, it's just a new thing, like the NSA spying or coming after our guns or whatever it is. Infowars.com is where the resistance to tyranny begins. I'm Alex Jones, second hour coming up. They got 50% off running until the end of the night on Hillary for President shirts, by the way.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.